Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We're about to have a conversation with the good doctor who's going to be talking to us on the issue of our GRU model, where we are talking about these communicable diseases. And without wasting any more time, and I do apologize, we have to move swiftly into the conversation with the good doctor. Doctor, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Dr. Gerard Thomas? Is that Gerard Thomas?
It's Dr. Gerard Thomas.
Gerard. Beg your pardon, doctor. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
No
and thank
problem.
You very much for agreeing to talk to us.
No problem. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much, doctor. We are talking about communicable diseases and their impact on society. So when we're talking about these, first of all, just give us again a brief definition of what it is. When we're talking about a communicable disease, what are we talking about?
So basically, when we refer to communicable diseases, we are specifically referring to infectious agents such as the likes of bacteria, viruses, funguses, parasites, protozoa. It is in general contagious most of the time from you get direct and also indirect contact. So are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here, doctor.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So basically, it's parasites that we call them the invisible enemy. We can't see them.
Right.
But they're on us, they're in us, and some are, you know, depending on the terrain, it depends how fast they can colonize and replicate.
Okay. Okay. So how do outbreaks of communicable diseases affect economies and workplaces?
Well, you know, you get various types. One gets the likes of, you get viral, bacterial, fungal, etc. And obviously, remember the COVID pandemic, there's an epidemic, there's pandemics, which will affect the economy. And obviously, to the extent where people are unable to work, businesses cannot function correctly. A prime example is what happened with COVID-19, if you recall.
Right.
It was quite severe. Influenza in general is just as crippling to many businesses that rely on staff to function and to obviously produce what their business functions are.
Right. So what challenges do healthcare systems face in managing infectious diseases, Doc?
Well, it's very difficult because remember that the viruses and the bacteria, they mutate. So that is why generally you have to, a lot of people will go for the flu vaccination because there's always new strains. As you've noticed with the COVID virus, there's still currently a COVID virus doing the rounds currently where people are being hospitalized for COVID pneumonia as we speak.
Correct.
So it isn't something that you can have a vaccination against and be able to function normally without being infected. If you come into contact with, remember that the way of infection can be from direct, indirect contact. It can be from airborne transmission. It can be vector-borne. So it is something that we will always be, for the rest of our lives, it is something we'll always be battling as a nation,
so
as humanity goes.
Are you suggesting that perhaps there may be a level of incompetence as far as our laboratories and scientists to find cures or vaccines? Because I thought there were vaccines. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's incompetence. I think it's unachievable to the point where how do you have a vaccination against something that keeps mutating?
Yeah.
There's always a new strain. So, and one cannot keep having vaccination after vaccination for something that is going to keep changing.
I see. So
what we can do is there's preventive measures that one can take.
Okay.
And it goes back to the basics, as in diet, lifestyle,
right,
You know, if you're thinking about just the influenza, communicable diseases can stem from, it's not only the influenza. We're not only talking about influenza. We're talking about a multitude of viruses, bacteria, tuberculosis, measles, ringworm, athlete's foot. So that's all things that we know when you get into a shower, for example, if you are at the gym, if you're not getting into the shower with your own flip-flops or sandals of some sort, you run the risk of picking up that particular
Atlas foot.
athlete's foot. Sexual contact. If you're not using condoms and protection, you are running a high risk of some form of infection.
And so the stigma now, we're still struggling with the stigma of HIV in this country, which is one of those communicable diseases, a sexually transmitted disease. So how does stigma surrounding certain diseases like HIV affect prevention and treatment of all of these, all the efforts we are trying to prevent and treat these communicable diseases?
One must remember that I have patients currently that are HIV positive, and believe it or not, they are still in denial. I had a patient that was in denial. She said, "No, I did test positive years ago, but I'm sure I'm fine now." So I said to the lady, I said, "How do you mean what do you
You're
mean you're
fine
fine
now.
now?" So I had to do bloods for her, and I had to sit down with her and show her, "Look, you're not fine. You still have HIV." And because of her being in denial, she was not taking the ARVs. So she was not taking medication, and to the point where she was borderline already developing AIDS. Needless to say, she did come to terms with it. She is on the drugs and she is doing a lot better. But going back to how do we deal with it? It's important for government as well as healthcare workers to educate people about the severity of unprotected sex, for example, blood, needles, drugs, things that you could avoid doing, specifically if you want to avoid life-threatening infections such as HIV.
Yay. I can imagine if she was in denial and she was not taking her medication, that it meant that effectively makes her infectious. If she was borderline AIDS, that probably
Absolutely.
yo.
So in my practice, I also am a medical ozone practitioner. So a lot of research and a lot of people are unfamiliar with the effects and the benefits of medical ozone. It can be used for treatment of acute infections, chronic infections, but also for preventive. So if I've got somebody that comes to me with the likes of, let's say, COVID, for example, which is quite severe, the fact that I administer medical ozone, it there is no virus, and I say no virus, no bacteria, no fungus, no parasite, or should I say pathogen, that can withstand exposure to medical ozone. So I administer that, and generally, without any other form of treatment, they clear up within probably 3 days, 100%.
Perhaps my
After the first treatment, they already come back the next day saying, "Wow, I feel so much better."
I hear you. I hear you.
So besides the treatment of these infections when they present themselves, prevention is always better. And it could be from diet, lifestyle, avoiding contact, or if you know somebody is sick, obviously make sure you practice washing hands, especially in the gym. There was a study that was done that the gym has got the most amount of bacteria anywhere in the world is found in gyms.
Yo.
Wash hands, wash your hands.
Okay, but yes, doctor, we must invite you back to talk to us about what biooxidative therapy is, what medical ozone therapy is, what
Yes.
integrative medicine is, all of these things that you specialize in, a
Okay.
certificate in. You must come back. Please accept my producer's invitation when she
I'll do
does that.
that.
Okay, so let's
Yes,
talk about
definitely.
communities, doctor. How can communities better support individuals affected by communicable diseases?
Communities. Well, it is also difficult in South Africa because the communities, some of them are unable to have the facilities that is required to assist people that are infected with these diseases, from the likes of tuberculosis and HIV specifically. I mean, we are talking about an institution where it's difficult for people that can't afford it if you don't have medical aid, and not everybody can afford medical aid. So it's really difficult. So communities, I believe, need to be more aware. There needs to be more awareness made with regards to the spreading of these difficult
Diseases,
viruses and bacteria, etc. Until people are understand, I'm one of these totally against going into a bathroom and you've got people advertising condoms and things like that. What we are advertising is saying, go and have sex, just take the condom. But what happens when the condom breaks, which happens? How long have they been there for? Are
Absolutely.
they?
Are they still
So
efficacious?
there's definitely ways that the community can assist. It's just about awareness. It's about explaining and teaching your children from a young age about the importance of avoiding. Prevention is better than cure. We grow up, we know about that. So shouldn't we all be practicing? But
Prevention.
the problem is that we become very relaxed about it. We think, oh, it can't happen to me. Oh, I'm sure that person is fine. Oh, you know what? I'm sure I won't get that until they realize that, oh, wait, I've actually developed HPV.
Absolutely.
Think about the human papillomavirus. It's the most common, it is worldwide, the most common viral
STD.
infection worldwide. Worldwide. And men will carry it, but they will not. You will never know that they are having any effects, unless it depends which one. But men definitely are the ones that carry it, and women, unfortunately, can develop the likes of cervical cancer,
Yo.
etc.
Okay.
Genital warts. In fact, I've actually done a. I think I've done a post on the HPV virus on one of my social media pages, my Instagram page, and it was also that's for me to give. To provide awareness for people to think about, hold on, what if I contract HPV? What if I get genital warts? That isn't it.
And sometimes you see them in the mouths and in the Okay,
Exactly.
final
Exactly.
question, doctor, and I'll let you go. What are the long-term effects of pandemics on mental and social well-being?
So the long-term effects of pandemics. We are lucky enough to have lived through a pandemic in our era, and we can firsthand see the effects. Even though it was 2020, 2021, many people have lost their lives. Many people are still struggling with the effects afterwards. There's something called long COVID, where people are still struggling with their lung capacity. In fact, I have people that are coming to me with this exact condition. They've been told they've got long COVID. So the effects are not going to go away after a pandemic because we've now come out of lockdown and we've still got that virus. Those viruses are still around. They may not be as severely infecting us as it was initially because of the mutation. But I do believe that there is a way that we can improve from that. And it's all about education, it's all about awareness, early detection, improved hygiene and sanitation. These are the things that we need to be aware of, and we need, even in the small communities, even though they are small, they may not have the resources, but as a community, you can protect your community, the people in the community, by ensuring that they have hygiene facilities, that they can wash their hands, teach them to wash their hands from a young age.
All right. Wow. Okay. It's only day one. We have four more days to go together, Doctor. Thank you very much. We really
Yes,
appreciate your
you're
time and
welcome.
your insights. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Doctor. That is our guest for this segment, Dr. Gerard Thomas. He is a practicing naturopathic endocrinologist, functional medicine practitioner. He's an oxidative therapy specialist and is specializing in medical ozone therapy. Currently completing his certification in integrative medicine. All of these things I was talking to him saying he must come back and tell us what all these things are, big words, big compound words that he says are helpful to us. Did you hear him? He said there is nothing that can withstand ozone, medical ozone therapy. I personally am looking forward to hearing more about that. I'm hoping my producer will schedule him back after this week with Dr. Thomas. I'm hoping my producer will schedule him back again to talk to us more about all of these forms of therapy. All right, we're going to move on now. It's 28 minutes before 2. We're going to take a break and come back. When we come back from the musical break, we'll have our prayer. A lunchtime prayer. I'm going to give you a piece of music. This one is from the common hymnal, and they're saying, God will prevail. You're listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners, we are specialists in Bible-based content.